Lesson 23. The Periwinkle. A boy with a basket is walking down the street. He is shouting out, "Winks, winks, periwinks. Let us buy a few of them and put them into salt water if they are alive." The winkle is often called the sea snail because it lives in the sea and it looks like a snail. It has a hard, twisted shell, but it has no bones inside. Its body is only a mass of soft flesh. When we take it in our hands, we see that it has a hard, horny scale, which shuts the opening in its shell like a little door. Now put the winkle in the water. Soon you see it push out a broad, soft part called the foot, by which it holds onto the rocks. But we might also call it the head, for in it you see little horns or feelers and two tiny eyes. The winkle has gills inside its body to breathe with, and a little stomach and a little heart. But its blood is not red like our blood. The tongue of the winkle is very long and narrow and is covered with very small teeth. The winkle uses its tongue like a saw to cut off bits of the seaweed on which it feeds. The winkle lays its little eggs upon the seaweed that grows on the seashore. Winkles must be boiled before we eat them. After they are cooked, we can pull each winkle out of its shell with a pin.